Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast, presented by 13 Fishing Canada. Make your own luck. We're here to scratch that angling itch and talk everything fishing. Join us as we sit down with special guests from across the industry. Now, here's your hosts, Brandon Cater and Logan Lewis.
What is going on, Weekend Warriors? Welcome back to another episode. We have a big announcement this episode. It's going to be a little bit different than our normal special guests. We've been touching on some stuff in the last couple episodes, and we are super excited to finally announce a really big event.
Yeah, this is an emergency press conference. This is just going out random day of the week. I think it'll be, it's Wednesday night, so this should be going up Thursday morning. But as some of you have guessed and messaged us already, our tournament is a go. It's coming up pretty quick here, but the Weekend Warriors March Madness Classic has the go-ahead. So we mentioned this a little bit in some of our other episodes, right? It's been something we've been working on, and we just got the official permitting for it and everything like that. So hopefully by the time you're hearing this, I think it'll be live on the website, on the Anglers Atlas website under events. If not, it should be within the next 24 hours that this event, or that we've put out this episode. So basically you'll head over to Anglers Atlas website, and that's where you'll find the event, all the rules, everything like that. But we just kind of wanted to touch on some of the specifics for this event now that we can officially say it's a go ahead.
Hold up. I guess first things first, I don't know if we've actually announced kind of like the platform and everything for it. I think maybe we're just assuming that people know, and people have kind of reached out to us and said, hey, we'd love it to be on this platform. So that's what we're doing. We're running with it. If you haven't heard of it before, go check out My Catch. It's the My Catch app by Anglers Atlas. They run catch photo release tournaments across Canada on this app. It's a great platform. And yeah, we're going to be utilizing that to our full advantage to ensure that anglers from across Saskatchewan have the opportunity to enter this tournament, fish the lakes that they want to fish, submit their catches. And like Logan mentioned, we're going to go over some details here just to give you a quick rundown of what to expect. Obviously, when you sign up, you're going to be expected to read through the rules, familiarize yourself with them, and make sure that you're following them. You know, and doing everything ethically, that's huge to us. We're here to promote ethical angling, conservation and all that. So we just wanted to bring an event that's going to be, fun, exciting, have some money and some prizes on the line for you guys to kind of close out, this ice fishing season.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, like Brian said, the event's being held through the My Catch app by Anglers Atlas. It's pretty easy to use, like events like Walleye Wars that we've talked about and whatnot run on this event, platform. So that's what we'll be running with. Like Brian said, catch, photo, release. That's a big thing for us. So I don't know if we want to get into a little bit of specifics here. Like the event is starting on the 4th at 6 a.m. So
Saturday, March 4th.
Yeah, Saturday, March 4th at 6 a.m. And it is going to be running until the 19th of March, which is a Sunday, at 6 p.m. So those are important dates to keep in mind. That basically gives it 3 weekends. We know it's kind of short notice. We would have liked to been able to give more lead up to this, get more people entered, but those are our dates. The 4th of March at 6 a.m. until the 19th of March at 6 p.m. If you are fishing out of service and whatnot, you have, it'll say in the rules specifically, but I believe you have until the Monday, so the 20th at, I think it's either 6 a.m. or 6 p.m., but check the rules for that, for your catches to sink. So if you're out of service, you can still enter your fish and stuff like that. And then once you get back into service, it has them all saved on the app, and then it'll sink those catches. So that's an important thing to make sure that happens there. But I guess biggest things first off, we got pike, walleye, slash sauger, and burbot. We'll have payouts for the top three in each of those categories. That's in the adult prizing. Yep. And we have youth prizing as well, which will have prizes to be determined. We're working on that right now. but prizes for the top fish in each of those categories, just top number one fish in each of those categories. So definitely that we're trying to work on some of the prizes for that, but we'll have something for that as well. And the payouts currently, we have guaranteed ourselves through the podcast here $3,000 in prizing, so $1,000 towards each species. And that number will go up based on the number of entries we get. So basically, some of these tournaments that are ran, whether it's by an events company or whatever, or it's for a charity and stuff, there's profit to be made on these tournaments. We're not doing that. Basically, as soon as we're able, through entries, when we're able to cover the cost that it is, because it's not free to run these tournaments either, once that cost has been met, anything that would be considered profit otherwise is going right back into the prizing. So that $3,000 is a guarantee, and that number can go up based on how many participants we get in the event as well, because we're not doing this to make money. We've had a lot of people want to have some kind of tournament like this, and we've been wanting to do it for a while. So everything, we want to make clear of that, everything that is above our costs is going back into the prizing. So that's basically, the more people you can get to sign up, more your buddies, more your fishing buddies, you can compete against them, and also up the prizes too. So yeah, that was one of the biggest things for us. We wanted to put that guarantee to have some sort of incentive right off the bat, but we're hoping that a bunch of people join this tournament, participate, and have a good time.
Yeah. So I guess the biggest thing, right, we have this episode coming out. This is our platform. This is how we're reaching a lot of people here in Saskatchewan. Obviously, this is going to be hitting social media. You'll hopefully be seeing this everywhere. If you do see it on Facebook, Instagram, any of the social media platforms, please, you know, just feel free to share it. Share it to your Facebook fishing groups. Share it to your uncles and cousins that love to fish. You got 3 weekends to fish it. If you're only fishing one day over the next 3 weekends, well, I mean, you can still technically win a bunch of money.
Yeah, you can still get some big fish.
I guess something that we should hop into, I guess, now is the entry fee for this tournament, Logan.
Yeah. Yeah, so the entry fee, we've got a $60 entry for adult and a $30 entry fee for youth, which is anyone 15 and under. Reason we did this is, once again, we just wanted to get more people participating. I know I've seen lots of these events happen, and the youth, it's pretty cool seeing lots of the youth stuff coming in. We wanted to make it so, like, say you're out there with your kid and they want to enter too. It's not $60, right? It's half the price, and they've got some prizing and stuff that they can get as well. So that's what we're looking at there. Basically, I know some of the tournaments, like a Walleye Wars is 100, 150, I think, to enter, something like that. And some of the other tournaments are like 20 something. We went with the 60 basically to try and cover that cost quicker, and then we can put more of it towards the prizing, because that's our goal, is to try and get that prizing going higher and higher, right? So just more incentive for the event. So yeah, that's what we're looking at. $60 for adult, $30 for youth as far as entry fees.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me is just, like, we're doing this for the angling community. So, you know, the more anglers, the merrier. great opportunity. We have so much great fishing here in Saskatchewan. It's an opportunity to get the young kids out. And, you know, if they catch a big fish, you know, they win a prize, they get first, you know, it could just create that excitement and that drive and really hook them, pun intended, into the sport and just continue to grow anglers that truly care about our resources here in Saskatchewan. So that's our biggest thing, is just to get people out and enjoy the last, you know, few good weeks of ice fishing here across the entire province. But having that youth aspect and category of it is more to just, you know, entice people to get their youth and kids involved and hopefully just grow some passions, because that's kind of our goal, is grow passions and give back. So if we can get some people into fishing and give back to you, the anglers, and in prizing, then we're doing our job.
Yeah, and I guess this is just to kind of maybe get into some of the other rules a bit more that we want to highlight. Again, read over the rules. It's about 6 pages, but it's nothing too extensive, but we want to emphasize to go over the rules yourself. We're just kind of pointing out, highlighting some of them in here. So Some of the other things to look out for is the boundary is all of Saskatchewan. The permit and whatnot is good, like for a lake, like say Lake of the Prairies, that's in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. We're only good to the Saskatchewan side. I know it's hard to tell the boundaries, but you do have GPS on as far as when you're uploading your catches as well. So that kind of plays into that. And the other thing is this permit doesn't include federal waters. So like the national parks and stuff like that, like PA National Park, can't be fishing in there for the event. So that's one thing to watch out for. It is catch photo release. So I know we're big on releasing anyways, but you can't keep the fish that you're entering into the event is a big thing there. And we are encouraging people to, when you go to enter your fish, you'll see it kind of when you go to enter your first one, or if you watch one of the YouTube videos on how to enter a fish, you have the options for a hero photo. So you holding the fish, not just the picture of the fish on the bump board, and also for release videos. We are highly encouraging the release videos. One, it helps prove that the fish was released just so that we can keep having these events and stuff like that. But two, we love seeing those release videos, and we'll probably share some of those as well on our socials. So be sure to include your hero photos and your release videos with your catches. So you'll be looking at a bump board picture, your quick, I don't know what they call it. They have different names for it in hunting and stuff like that, but your hero photo and then the release video. All pretty quick. We want to encourage the best handling and whatnot of the fish as well. So those are some things to keep in mind there. As far as bump boards, I know lots of us listening here, myself and Brown included, have commercial bump boards. And we know also this is kind of last minute and some of you might not have a commercial bump board. So there is a couple options there under entering fish and the rules. So the biggest thing is if you aren't using a commercial bump board, I know I've seen like some people will take a tape measure, cut it off and put it onto a board and make their own bump board out of 2x4 or something like that, but it has the measuring tape. You need to make sure that you submit that bump board for approval to the event. They'll look over it, make sure everything's good with it, and then you'll be good to go to use that bump board. And then there is some rules as far as tape measures. So like the Rapala rollout tape is considered a tape measure for this event. So if you're using something like that, just be sure to check out part C of part 17 there for the rules on that. As far as entering the fish, this is kind of important for the measurement photos. I've seen in some of the events in the past, people not following the rules with that. And I know it is kind of specific, but the way it works is we're trying to keep them all the same. That way it's all an even playing field as far as the photos and stuff like that. And we don't have any gray area and stuff like that. So one of the biggest things is that you're measuring these fish right side down. So that is the right side of the fish is on the bump board. So if you're taking a picture, if you're looking at your fish on your bump board, it's going to be your left hand up by the head and then your right hand towards the tail is what's going to be fish measured down on the right side. Again, go through these rules yourself. Just make sure that you're aware of all the rules and stuff like that, because I know it sucks, but it'd hate to see a fish be rejected just because one part of a rule wasn't followed or something like that. But like I said, everyone has the same rules, and that's how we kind of keep things even out there. So I don't know what else you have, Brandon. Like, we got this might be up before it's live on the website, but it'll be under the events tab on the Anglers Atlas website.
We'll link it below in the show notes, and obviously anywhere on our social medias, the link will be there.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll be sharing the crap out of this online, right? We'll be blasting it all over Facebook, Instagram, stuff like that. Probably reaching out to people. As far as maybe some of you are wondering why we chose the entry fee or the dates or the species. Species, as far as like, obviously there's lots of walleye tournaments and lots of multi-species tournaments. These are kind of the big three species that we really enjoy. Walleye, of course, is a walleye. We have some great pike fishing in the province, and it's going to be awesome to see some of these big fish that are caught. And then burbot being our favorite, they're becoming a lot more popular. And so just kind of interested in that. So that's as far as what the species are. As far as the entry fee, we kind of put up a poll on Instagram, and based on the answers to that, that's how we kind of came up with this, along with some of the logistics of the cost of the event and stuff. So that's where we come up with the 60 and the 30. And the dates, I know it's March Madness. just because of the timing of the event and kind of some of the weather and stuff. We don't want to be encouraging people to, I know lots of people be out on the last day of ice fishing season, right at the end of March, but just as far as safety and stuff, we didn't want to be pushing the event too far. So that's why we have from the 4th to the 19th for this event. But I don't know. I know it's a pretty quick, quick little episode and stuff like that. I don't know if you have anything else, Brandon.
One thing I do want to mention, right, just because it is going into the third weekend of March, Logan, you just touched on it. Why we didn't, you know, have it till the end of March. You know, when you're out there, just make sure you're being safe. I mean, we can say it as much as we want. But if you're not taking the action and the precaution necessary, I mean, you know, tragedies do happen and mistakes happen and people judge ice wrong. And we've had some warm weather and now it's cold again. So just ensure that, you know, when you are out there, if you're taking a vehicle out there, make sure everything's good to go. You might, you know, be walking on. Please just be safe. That's all we ask. Fish ain't worth your life and, you know, neither is, you know, a little bit of money. Money can always be received. So just be safe. That's all. That's all I got.
Yeah. And I guess, one last thing, you could, like, if you're slaying it, you could end up first in all three categories. Yeah. Right. That's yep. a potential, but,
that's a real
as
thing.
As far as for each category though, it's only your biggest fish that's counted. So you can't get first, second, and third biggest walleye, right? It's just your biggest fish. That way there's more chances for other people and stuff like that too, but you could take home first in all three events or all three categories if you're doing really well, or you could go first in walleye, third in pike. Like that still has potential to happen, but you can't take home first, second, and third for one leaderboard. So just wanted to, I mean, to mention that as well.
Really, if you're on a multi-species absolute slay day, you could, like you said, get first in all three categories, and that could be a pretty decent payday for a $60 entry.
Yeah, exactly. So just wanted to mention that, because I know there's some events where, yeah, you could have the top three pike or something like that. And so, yeah, we just wanted to mention that just so people weren't confused. But one other thing is, during the event, you can message us to if you have questions and stuff like that. Basically, as far as their approving, the way they do the approving of the catches, they have an actual catch team, and this is all types of students that are in some form of the sciences in university for the most part. So they know their stuff, they know their species identification, but basically they have different shifts. So it's not like I uploaded a fish at 7 p.m. and it's accepted by 7:01. So just give things a little bit of time to be accepted and whatnot, especially if you're overnight fishing for a burbot or something like that. Like, people aren't working at 2 a.m. doing this. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. If you do run in, if you have any questions, you can for sure message us on the Weekend Warriors page or Brandon's page, Thamta Bangling, or me at BPL Fishing. But another thing you can do, if you're having issues with the app and stuff like that, you can send an email with your issues to events@anglersatlas.com. And they're really quick about helping you out with anything because, once again, it is an app. Sometimes tech issues happen or stuff like that. So the biggest thing is, like, especially if you're trying to sync your logs and you're closer to the end of the event, don't leave it too late to be like, hey, I'm having this issue. Because at least if we know you're having that issue before the deadline's met, we can keep that in mind, right, when making decisions and stuff. So that's an important thing as well. So yeah, just wanted to mention that. That's kind of a helpline there too, if you let them know what issues you're having, and they are pretty quick on fixing it. So
perfect. I think that's kind of all we have for you guys right now. Definitely stay tuned to our social media channels. Obviously more details, more stuff on prizing is coming out as it's confirmed. Got to give a quick shout out to all of our sponsors for the podcast. You know, without them, it makes it pretty tough to continue this for as long as we have, for 3 years. So, you know, shout out to 13 Fishing Canada, part of Rapala Canada over there. Lots of great brands. Save 15%. Use our code Weekend Warriors at rapala.ca. Obviously, Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation. They're a big part of our resources and everything that we do as far as fishing and hunting. So, you know, this tournament is huge for the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation, even though they're not necessarily like, you know, a sponsor or anything like that, but just like supporting and, you know, appreciating the resources that are there for us. Go get a membership if you're not. There's tons of branches across the province, lots of perks that go along with it. And of course, our friends, Lucky Bastard Distillers, that have been with us since day one. Go head on to their website, luckybastard.ca, use our code WeekendWarriors, save yourself 10%. They ship Canada wide. So definitely go get some spirits cheap with our discount code. And wherever you live in Canada, you can get that shipped right to your door.
Yeah, for sure. So I hope you guys are able to enter the event. You got 3 weekends to go out there and hit it hard. I mean, if you're lucky enough to be fishing during the week too, falling outside that weekend warrior motto there. But yeah, you shift workers. Definitely lots of time to go out there. Even if you only got 1 weekend, right? That's all it takes. 1 day, one fish to place as well. So thank you to everyone for tuning into this special episode. And we hope to see all of you entering fishing this year's event.
Thanks for tuning in to the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your favorite listening platform so we can reach more anglers just like you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for media updates and behind-the-scenes content.